Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Currently we're doing the chapter on the virtues of Salat. This is speaking about Salat in general. The next chapter will speak about specific Salat, the virtues of specific Salat. So when we speak about Salat in general, many virtues that are explained and mentioned. And we explain that this is the kindness from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's commanding us on one side, and on the other side he's telling us what rewards we're going to be getting. This is a sign of extreme love for His creation. So therefore it is a duty upon us to reciprocate and show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we also love Him, and we should also do it happily. Take ihtimam that I'm doing my wudu properly, I'm making my salah properly, I'm early, so that I can take full benefit of these rewards that are on offer from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One brother was mentioning that there was a certain shop that was having a opening sale, and the first 10 customers, they get so many things free. So he says that from the night before, or the first 100 customers, I don't know, I can't remember the number, from the night before there was a line outside that shop waiting. Whole night people waited to get in, to get those bargains that were on offer. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us bargains and giving us offers 5 times a day, there's no entry fee, there's no line to wait. It's just foolish upon our side if we just decide to lose out and miss out on these great bargains that have been given. But the problem is, the only time we'll appreciate these bargains are when these eyes close, and there was so much on offer for such a easy, for so such a small price, but yet we didn't capitalize upon it. So today we do 2 ahadith to finish off this chapter. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, as-salawatul khamsu wal-jumu'atu ila al-jumu'ati كفارة لما بينهن ما لم تعش. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the 5 salas, that means the daily salas, the 5 salas, and so the 5 salas, the hadith is saying as-salawatul khams, the daily 5 salas, wal jumu'atu ila al-jumu'ati, and one jummah till the next jummah, is a means of forgiving, expiation of whatever sins is committed between them, as long as major sins are avoided. Here we see that the hadith is saying the 5 times daily salah and one jumu'ah till the next jumu'ah. Ulama explained that it was enough for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say that the 5 times daily salah is a means of a person's sins being forgiven. Because if you look at it, if the 5 times daily salah are read every day, then what's the need to say from one Jumu'ah till the next Jumu'ah? Because if between every Salah it has been forgiven, kafaratun lima baynahun, what is the need to say wal Jumu'atu ila al Jumu'ati, from one Jumu'ah till the next Jumu'ah? So this is the beauty of the Muhaddithin, is they look at this also and they'll give an explanation why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam specifically used the words Jumu'ah, from one Jumu'ah to the next Jumu'ah. So Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi said that although one's sins are forgiven through 5 times daily salah, if there's any sin still remaining on a person's body, if there's still sins remaining on a person or with a person, then the performance of Jummah salah will now be a means of taking any extra additional sins there. And if that's not the case, the love of Allah Ta'ala is so much, the kindness of Allah Ta'ala is so much, if there's no sin that's remaining, then additional rewards are written for one's favor. The fact that he's reading from one Jumu'ah till the next Jumu'ah, this person is still continuing. Allah Ta'ala is not only taking away his sins, he's rewarding him, and his rewards now are piling up. As Shaykh Muhaddis Abdul Haq Dehavalawi Rahmatul Ali said something very similar. He says that the 5 time daily salah, if they are defective and the minor sins are not forgiven, in other words, the salah itself is defective, we're not reading it properly, and the minor sins here are not forgiven through the salah, then through the barakat and the blessings of the Jummah salah that a person is reading from one Jummah to the next Jummah, Allah Ta'ala will forgive his minor sins. This is the kindness from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the last hadith to finish off this chapter. We'll just do it. It's got a similar meaning. An Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu qal, sami'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, ma mim ri'in muslimin tahduruhu salatun maktubatun wudu'aha wa khushu'aha وركوعها إلا كانت كفارة لما قبلها من الذنوب ما لم تؤت كبيرة وذلك الدهر كله رواه مسلم. حضرت عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه narrated, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that when the time for a compulsory salah enters and a Muslim excels in his wudu. In other words, the time has come in, فَيُحْسِنُ الْوُضُوء, he makes his wudu properly, and he performs his faraz salah, and he performs his salah properly. So here the hadith is speaking about the time coming in, a person makes his wudu properly, and then, so a Muslim excels in his wudu, humility, and bowing down. So he's excelling in his three things mentioned, wudu, humility, and bowing down. Then it is an expiation, it's a means of his sins being forgiven that were committed before it, so long as major sins were not committed. This applies perpetually. Perpetually this is coming, that the person is taking care of three things. Specifically, we've been speaking about wudu, taking care of the wudu, khushu in salah, in other words, not allowing the mind to wander, and not running the mind running around, being slow, being cautious, that he's doing all the postures correctly, the salah is being read correctly, the qiraat is being read correctly, he's taking the due time to perform the salah, his mind is correct. This is what we know is khushu. A person is doing everything in his correct postures. Then a person does this, and this is a means of expiation of sins that were committed before it, so long as the person does not commit any type of kabair. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Here this hadith speaking about specifically minor sins, where a person has got monies that are due to people, where he's owing people money, or he may have swore somebody, he spoke ill of to someone, and he hurt someone, then he needs to go and ask forgiveness from that person. Just performing one salah till the next salah is not going to be a means where he has hurt people, he's owing people money, he has done someone down, whatever he did owing to people, there he has to go and fulfill it, or ask the person for forgiveness. When it comes to major sins that a person has committed, there he has to specifically make tawbah. Can't just rely that I'm doing these good deeds and all these sins, big sins are forgiven. They specifically has to make tawbah for the big sins. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday. Should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Come early for the Jummah salah. Mentally prepare from now. If you prepare from now, it will become easy for us to become early, or to come early to the masjid for Jummah. Then the other thing we should do is recite Surah Al-Kahf. Encourage the family to recite Surah Al-Kahf and try to take advantage of the time before Maghrib Adhan to engage in dua. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.